Hello and welcome to Fascinating Facts. Today we're going to take a look at some of those modern inventions which turn out to be, well, not quite so modern at all. Let's start with toothpaste. So you think, toothpaste, when was that invented? 100 years ago? Maybe 200? But we find that actually toothpaste has been around for 1600 years. People from Egypt used it, and then the ancient Greeks and Romans used it. Was it the same as modern toothpaste? Definitely not. Ancient Greek toothpaste used ingredients like crushed bones and oyster shells. OK, another invention for you. Biological weapons. Again, you think, biological weapons must be a 20th century invention. Wrong again. Biological weapons have been used for over 3,000 years, probably beginning in ancient Greece. It was common for one side to poison their enemy's water supply during a war. Some generals would even throw dead bodies at the enemy or into the enemy's river. One leader, called Hannibal, even put poisonous snakes into pots and threw them onto an enemy's ship. In the 18th century, one way American Indians were killed was through using infected blankets given to them by the Europeans who were colonizing America. Right, central heating. It's been a wonderful thing for us in cold countries and helps us get through the winters. But most of us don't realize it's a very old invention. Once again, the ancient Greeks were the first in Europe over 2,000 years ago, although there was a similar system in Korea. Both of these civilizations had pipes and controlled fires under the floors to keep the buildings warm. In England, one of the first examples of central heating was in the 1830s. A rich banker installed it in his house so that he could grow grapes in England's cold weather. The final invention we're going to look at today is the good old umbrella. If we look at a number of ancient sculptures from Egypt and Persia, which is now called Iran, it's clear that the umbrella has been around for a long, long time, certainly more than 2,000 years. Interestingly, it seems that only kings or very important people had umbrellas in these sculptures. So they were a symbol of high social class. But what were they for? In Europe, we tend to think of umbrellas as things to protect us from the rain, but historically, they protected people from the sun. And later, they became a fashion item.